Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. If my voice holds out, it's still gone from all the fun we had down at Walt Disney World last weekend. We're going to have a show talking about our marathon weekend memories. And also at the end of the show, we're going to talk about how you can share yours so we can all tell our story from marathon weekend. I want to hear that more than even today's show with our thoughts. Don't forget today's podcast brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. So before you book that next Disney adventure, give the folks over at the Magic for Less a shot. They have free concierge level services. They are an earmarked platinum agency, which means Disney has recognized them for amazing guest service. They work hard for their guests and always get the best price possible. And speaking of that, there are great discounts out there right now for Walt Disney World in the spring and early summer. So check that out over at themagicforless.com. Don't forget, we're also brought to you by our Amazon affiliate link at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. So anytime you do that online shopping, we sure appreciate it if you just click through the link and support the podcast. Again, it's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1275 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you and welcome home to all the Be Our Guest Podcast lizards who were down there on marathon weekend. I know we still have a few holdouts down at Walt Disney World. You are very lucky. You are doing it right, but man, what a great vacation we had. What a great Walt Disney World Marathon weekend we had, and we're going to talk about that here today. Obviously, you can tell from my voice, it is hanging on by a thread because lots of go lizards and cheering and running and great times. When you come home with no voice, and we're talking a few days later, that means it was a great trip and it was a fun time. So joining me today, I hope they have voices or this is going to be a rough podcast to get through. We have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Mouse for Less. What's up, Ricky?
Oh, I don't have a voice. I'm just joking. I totally have a voice. You're fine. No, my cheering voice held out. So we're all good. But yeah, I'm doing awesome. And it's bittersweet being home this time because I'm not going to Walt Disney World this weekend and I don't know what to do with myself. Like, I've gone to Disney World the past 3 weekends. So I'm kind of like, huh. This is what home feels like. Okay.
That's what I was going to say. You don't know what it's like. You know, your new norm is to head south every weekend. So
exactly. Tough so now I'm like, what do I do with myself? I don't have to hop in a car tonight after work. It's kind of bizarre.
You know what, though? After last weekend, I'm exhausted. I don't know. Like, if they threw another marathon weekend at me this weekend, I would go for it and I would die because I am so tired. Like, every part of my body's tired. My voice is tired. I mean, I wouldn't change it for the world, but if I tried to do another marathon weekend within the next 6 months, I'd be dead. I mean, it's just how it is.
True.
That's rough.
Yes.
But I mean, I wouldn't change a thing. So, also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. And Pam, are you and Steve and Hannah already preparing the epic signs for Marathon Weekend 2019? Because those things don't just happen.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
We'll have to think of some good stuff because this year we had a ton of people stop and comment on them. So we always try to be a little bit funny about them with the signs, you know, to kind of hopefully give someone a little pep in their step, right? But for some reason, it seemed to hit a nerve with a lot of folks. So that's always a good thing.
Okay, so for those that weren't there, and, you know, you got to have fun. You got to have a lot of humor out on the course, and we appreciate all the great signs. Some of them are borderline inappropriate. Some of them are all the way inappropriate, as you see running through the Magic Kingdom. Even I got a great picture, which if you look at my Instagram, check it out. That was taken right in front of the Emporium. But what were your signs saying? You had two, and Steve, I think, was in more pictures than Minnie Mouse at the finish line at the 10K. But what'd you have?
So we had one that said, I got up early for this, ? And then it said, worst parade ever. Yes. And so that one got a lot of laughs. And then the next one, which was borderline inappropriate, we thought long and hard about whether to include this one or not.
Oh, it was fantastic.
It was
fantastic.
Just too funny to not include. So we said, the sign said, we need better friends who drink more and run in the afternoon.
Amen. Yes, we do.
That's a pretty epic sign. I agree.
Everybody wanted their picture with that sign too. Like everybody stopped.
That's right. The 4 a.m. wake up calls had us pretty tired too. Yes.
They took so many pictures with Hannah because Hannah was holding the sign. She's like, I'm glad I did makeup because she was so many pictures.
I know. And then for a while we had Jocelyn's daughter, Little Beans, holding it for a while. So that could have bordered on being inappropriate, but lots of people seem to like that too.
That's awesome. So. I did not know that. That's fantastic.
We did.
All right. Just one thing. Beans. That way she can get excited here on a Friday. Miss Beans. All right. So what we're going to do today is we're just going to kind of recap some of the memories that we have, us three, from Marathon Weekend. There's so many stories we'll be sharing over the next year as they pop up. We have lots to talk about in future episodes, like my stay at Pop Century, thoughts on Beach Club. We did lots of new restaurants, just touring the parks. It was incredibly crowded one of the days, like unexpectedly at the Magic Kingdom. It was like just gridlock. Yeah. So we'll be, you know, maybe we'll talk about that today. That'd be something we could address. But just some of the memories that hit us. I know I talked to a lot of folks down there during Marathon Weekend, got some interviews. We're going to scatter those in, not today, but in the future here, very soon, probably for a Monday podcast. And then there's a way, because the thing is, everybody that ran, this is not just a show for the runners, guys. This is a show for everybody, because maybe you'll get inspired to get out there, cheer, run, walk, whatever it is. But also, we're going to talk about things other than running, you know, just being there at our favorite place, Walt Disney World, the temperatures, because it was kind of chilly. We, of course, picked the coldest week of the year to go to Florida, which kind of stunk because it was cold at home. But, you know, just lots of talk. So even if you're not a runner, hang with us, because I think you'll enjoy today's show. So, Ricky, kind of looking back over the entire experience, we got there on the 30th, and we got to celebrate. Let's start with celebrating New Year's Eve at Epcot together, because the three of us, along with many, many of our podcast listeners, friends, you know, we're just a big family. We kind of hung out at Epcot and had a great time. So thoughts on New Year's Eve at Epcot?
New Year's Eve on Epcot is seriously, it's one of my favorite things. I absolutely love getting to celebrate New Year's Eve at Epcot because it's a totally different atmosphere just on that one day. Like, it is like nothing else. Everybody is, for the most part, excited to be there. World Showcase really turns into like this giant club. I mean, that may not appeal to a lot of people, but it's a family friendly type club in a weird way. But like, it's so much fun getting to celebrate New Year's Eve at Epcot. Like, I'm so glad I finally was able to make the leap and do that for the first time last year. And I'm so glad I got to go back again this year, because it's just one of my most favorite things that Epcot does. I mean, you know, you can throw, I love Food and Wine. Flower and Garden definitely is up there. It's becoming such an awesome thing. But just that one day, just New Year's Eve, it really does take the cake. There's just something about it.
Yeah, I agree. It's a totally different experience. And I think it really kind of kicks off, like, it's kind of like normal World Showcase until like 5 or 6. And then as it gets dark, then they kind of make that transition to, it's a party in all 11 countries, you know, DJs, fire breathing dragons, silent dance group. I mean, Pam, walk our listeners through, if they've never been to Epcot on New Year's Eve, because we get this question a lot throughout the years, you know, what's it like, and what, so it's fresh in our minds. So what kind of things will you see, and maybe some pro tips to make the most out of going to a theme park on New Year's Eve?
So it was funny, because it's weird that after New Year's Eve, you often hear a lot of different reports about, in particular, Epcot and how busy or not busy it is. I will say, as someone who has been at Epcot not only for New Year's Eve, but for most of the other events that take place there during all the different celebrations that Epcot has, like Flower and Garden and Food and Wine and blah, 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 all of that. I will say that while it is busy, it was busy this year. I have definitely seen it busier during, like, food and wine festival on certain evenings, especially those Friday and Saturday nights. So just something to keep in mind. I mean, I absolutely would not go without Fast Pass or a Disney reservation or something like that, but just keep those things in mind. So Epcot in general, on New Year's Eve has a lot of different activities going on. And in particular, there are some sort of dance-like parties in particular areas. For instance, China has one, and it's spectacular. I mean, it has not only the music, but it has a dragon, it has fire, it has all these different great things going on there. So you can go and experience some of that there. But there are other places that have that too. For instance, Italy has that. There are just lots of really cool things to do. They have lots of little booths set up where you can get food or drinks along the World Showcase. So make sure you check some of those out. They give out hats. They give out noisemakers. And for the most part, you know, while some folks get a little rowdy, and I'm not talking over the top rowdy, maybe just a little rowdy, everyone is really just into the whole atmosphere, and I never find it to be super over the top. I mean, the crowd, for as large as it is fairly well behaved.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I didn't see, you know, anybody getting rowdy myself personally on this trip. I mean, maybe I wasn't looking. I mean, but I think that over the years, we've kind of learned the best strategy for going to Epcot on New Year's Eve, and we've done this the last couple of years. And I just want to throw that out there. Just something to consider. You know, it's a couple things, and then we'll move on to some of the race stuff. But if you want to go down for New Year's Eve, right now is the time to book that hotel room. Get an Epcot area resort if you can, or you can have Ricky drive you to your hotel. One of those two options will work because you don't want to do the buses. I got lucky. I paid for it because she scared me to death on the ride, but we'll talk about that later.
You hush. I did not scare you.
I said run the light, but if the car in front of you stops, right, you also
right,
have to stop.
All right, the car in front of me stopped. You told me to run the light.
It was yellow. It was yellow, but the car in front of us stopped. So I'm just saying.
Mike told me to run the light. Mike's fault.
Run the yellow because I had to go to the bathroom. But, you know, then you scared me so much it's kind of took care of itself. But anyway, just saying, it's a runner's weekend. Anything, it's so inappropriate. So anyway, though, what we've learned with going to Epcot on New Year's Eve is, you know, you don't have to go into the park at rope drop that day. Take it easy at the resort. I think we hung out at the resort. We had a kind of a late lunch over at the fountain. We enjoyed that. You know, we kind of did that last year. It's a great place to grab I had a Chicago dog that was really good with a peanut butter and jelly shake. Yes, it was awesome. We just got to hang out and talk. We were in no hurry to get into Epcot. I think we arrived at Epcot around 5 or 6 because remember, Epcot doesn't typically close for capacity. So you're fine there. You don't have to stress about that. And I think we had an ADR for a bunch of us at Teppanito at around 7 or so. It was kind of late. And that worked out perfectly because that's kind of a slow, really nice meal. Got out of there maybe at about 8:30. And then you just don't have so much time to kill till midnight because typically you're thinking of Illuminations happening at 9. But of course, they do an Illuminations around 6:30. Then they do the big fireworks at, you know, 20 to midnight. And, you know, if you're not careful, you end up being there for 12 or 14 hours if you go in the morning. And that's going to be rough because it's just hard to deal with crowds that long where, you know, by the time we left Teppanito, you know, where we're in the nice restaurant, we used the bathroom, didn't have to fight the crowds for that. Had good
there
food
still
in
crowds
our bellies.
In the bathroom.
I mean, it was but not as bad as some places. You know, so you had a good meal in your belly. You know, you could just go out on the promenade, kind of walk around with the dance parties and stuff like that and check things out before you knew it. It was midnight and it was great. And the weather was great that night this year, too. The weather for New Year's Eve was phenomenal. It was awesome. Nice and warm. But, you know, Pam, I think we've kind of learned that, you know, I get antsy to get in the parks, but I think on New Year's Eve, you got to have restraint and kind of relax during the day so you have the stamina to stay up and party till, you know, 1 or 2 in the morning.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not, I mean, look, if we had to be in there at rope drop and stay through midnight or whenever we end up getting back to our resort, I think that we all would be in terrible trouble, I will just say, because we were dragging a little bit towards midnight. So that's, a big thing. And you want to make it to those fireworks because those fireworks are definitely worth seeing. And actually in Epcot, those start around 11:30 or so, a little bit after 11:30. So, you know, just plan on being there for that. But I think it's fun to make an evening of it, to definitely secure dining reservations. And you'll want to do that early at one of the locations. And then, you know, you have some place to eat. You don't have to wait in the lines for counter service because those can get kind of long. You don't want to do that, but make those plans. And as Mike said, if you can make a reservation at one of the Epcot resorts, heck, even if you're planning on being there the week before or week after and you don't want to stay in an Epcot resort the whole time, it is definitely worth doing it for at least one or two nights. So consider that.
Yeah, and I'd say grab it now because, you know, people are getting smart to that. Again, like if you just do a room only or even a package, you know, you could place your deposit now. It's the one night or it's $200 on a package, totally refundable till, you know, well into December of 2018. So there's no risk. If you're not going to make it, you just pull out, you get your money back. You know, you don't have any risk there. But there's something to be said for, you know, walking to the boardwalk or the beach or the yacht, you know, just being able to 100%. At the International Gateway. We kind of learned in a beach club this time. So let's make the transition into some of the marathon weekend events. And again, we're going to hit these things with other folks throughout the year, kind of as we get folks on. But I will say initially, I want to talk about the expo. And I'm a very positive person. Overall, I'll tell you what, this was my favorite marathon weekend. And I've been down there for quite a few of them now. You know, over the last 10 years, most of them, I've either been there for the half, I've done the full, I've done the dopey. But I've been there for a lot of these, and this was my overall favorite just because we had so many friends there. It was amazing. Every morning in the crowds, and we'd get together, and, you know, the Lizards used to be, you know, 5 or 10 people running together. We'd meet at the L, and it was so fun. I was like, oh, man, we all got the same shirts. There's like 10 of us. This is so cool. Like, you know, we're not a big team, but we're an awesome team. You know, that's how it looked. And now, like, even on Marathon Sunday, which is always the lowest crowd because that's the craziest of the crazy. Like when you're running 26 miles and you're at Walt Disney World and you could be chilling by the pool and having a good time riding rides, those are the people who are crazy. I put myself in that category, but we had such a huge group, even on Sunday running the, you know, finishing a dopey or a goofy or just running the marathon, which just the 26.2 miles, man, you're a marathoner for life. But the size of the group we had on Sunday and all the other days before that was amazing. My heart was full. I just loved it, how people were loving on each other, encouraging each other, praying for each other. It's exactly what a team is. I mean, when you see team in the book, go look at Lizards. That's exactly what we are. People would do anything for the teammates. And I saw that time and time again. But anyway, you know, so I loved it. This is my favorite all. Even though I froze half the weekend, it was still overall my favorite marathon weekend. Even though last year's was unique with all the canceling and all that, at least we got to do all four races and didn't have to run in the pouring rain and lightning and worry about Mike Bankhead getting killed at midnight in the lightning. I'm glad for my brother Mike. And I was worried for him this time last year. I was like, please don't strike Mike. Please. You know, he's a good guy. Don't strike him down. Because I said we should run at midnight. I'd feel guilty. Anyway, so we got to the expo. The expo was a mess. I have to say, I'm very optimistic, but the expo was a mess. I mean, I heard they were having building permit problems from some people because they're doing some construction. They moved around, like where you picked up your bibs for the dopey and the goofy and the marathon, the fives, the 10Ks. It was all over the place. And the biggest thing was, and I'll share the story just real quick, because if you lived it you're going to have PTSD on this story. But I wanted to go in and check out the Run Disney merchandise. You know, every year, kind of one of the things I ask for Christmas are a couple of Disney gift cards from my in-laws or, you know, from whoever in the family. And I usually save those to get me a Run Disney, like the jacket, like the runner's, you know, hoodie or jacket or whatever they offer. That's kind of what, because I wear those a lot around the house. So I've had that for the last few years. And so I wanted to go in the Run Disney area to get that. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, we'll get our bibs. We'll do that. And then I'll, you know, we'll hop in there, grab the jacket and go back to the resort, chill. Well, that didn't really work. So we're coming around the corner with our bibs. And, you know, I know where the Run Disney area is. It's in the, I think, the Jostin Center. You go downstairs, come around, and I'm ready to turn into the building. Like, no, sir, you must go to the Run Disney stuff, right? I'm like, yes. There's the line. Okay, let me tell you about this line. If you were not there, picture Flights of Passage. And that was what the line looked like. No, it probably wasn't that bad, but it was bad.
Oh, man.
So it was about an hour-long line. Paige was down around the corner in between two palm trees on a soccer field. She was holding the spot while I got Pam's or Mallory's bib or something. But So she waited in line for about an hour. You get up to the front under this overhang thing, and then they let people in about 50 at a time, because I guess it was like a fire code thing. I don't know. They let you in. So, you know, we're like in the next 50. So, we're up there. They're like, okay, you guys can go in. So we're cheering. We're like, yeah, we finally made it. We waited an hour to get our Run Disney stuff. We're in. Okay, so they walk us through. You go through the doors. No kidding. As soon as we went through the doors, there are switchbacks inside the building in the hallway, six switchbacks. The line was almost as long as it was outside. So I'm about to cry. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I hate the shop as it is. I don't like to shop. No, you know, I hate shopping. I just want to see the jackets. Like, I mean, I'm the easiest shopper. Like, I'll go there, extra large, boom, get in line. Okay, so I'm like, but at this point, I'm committed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've spent an hour. You know, like, do I leave? Everybody's going to boo me. You know, everybody's going to be like, look at this guy. He's weak. You know, he's not a marathoner. He can't even stand in line. So I wait. Paige gets us a soda so we don't dehydrate. We're in there for about an hour going through these switchbacks. And here's the funniest thing. This is so bad. But I'll say it anyway because you guys get it. So we're going back and forth. We get to the end. We're waiting at the end where, the waves of people come into the building. And so... this is so bad. But the people around us said, watch these people when they come in. They're going to be so excited because they think they're in. And then
my gosh. You guys are so rude.
And then watch the disappointment on their faces when they see this line.
Oh, man.
People were churning on each other in this line. I mean, I have to say I kind of enjoyed it for a second because I was so peeved. Anyway, so you got in and you got the merchandise. Some of the stuff was sold out for the Dopey, but I got a jacket. Got in line. Again, the checkouts, there were about 50 checkers. A line, again, about as long as the switchbacks. Took about another 30 minutes to go through that line. I will not take this jacket off until Marathon Weekend 2019.
I was going to say, forget it. I would have walked out and been like, that's enough.
No, because I was invested. I mean, you know, the folks that were in there, I mean, like Lonnie was in the line. I mean, you were just sucked in. You couldn't leave. You'd have been weak, you know, so... I'll have this jacket on for the next 365 days and pre-order next year, maybe. But I heard the pre-orders were kind of messed up, too. So the expo was a mess. And, you know, I'm very positive, but I hope they address that and just go back to how it used to be. It was fine. I mean, it was very efficient in years past. So I hope they just kind of go back. But so it was off to a rough start. You know, that was on Wednesday. But then Thursday we had the 5K. And, Ricky, were you there yet on Thursday?
Nope.
No, Pam, you were, though. Mm-hmm. It was cold on Thursday. Talk about the weather here for a second, Pam, for the entire, because it was warm on New Year's Eve, but then that cold front kind of pushed through. So talk about the weather for a second.
It really was much colder than we have experienced in the past. And I will tell you, it was sustained for a number of days. I know that it has been cold in the past, but for this in particular, we really were impacted by that for a number of days in a row. And so it was horrible. In terms of when you go to Disney, in Walt Disney World in particular, you expect the weather to be nice, right? Well, that wasn't really the case. I think that we didn't have a great time, because we did have a great time. I think though what we did was we found ourselves looking for other activities that we may not already do, because we looked for things that were indoor. We looked for things that really weren't in a park because we didn't really want to be outside for that long.
Yeah, we enjoyed time like in the Solarium at the Beach Club, and the Villas has its own, it's called the Drawing Room. You know, it's a room with a pool table, some TVs. We found ourselves, and this is kind of the great thing about our podcast family, is it was almost like we were sitting in somebody's living room or somebody's rec room. Yeah. Just hanging out, because we don't get that opportunity. You know, none of us live in the same town.
True.
We talk to each other constantly every day through social media, you know, and text message each other. But we never have the chance to sit down, share a drink, share some desserts, and just hang out like a family. So it was kind of a blessing in a way to get to do things like that. It kind of forced us, because, you know, when the wind chills like 30, you don't want to be outside all day, especially when you got to get out there and run. You know, thinking about, you know, the weather, it was so cold that they closed Stormalong Bay. For most of the time we were at Beach Club. I never got in the pool, which breaks my heart, you know, because that's one of the biggest reasons I wanted to stay at Stormalong Bay, but it was closed. I get it. It was super cold. And then one day, you know, Sunday it was open, but I just run the marathon. I was wore out and wanted to go around and take some pictures too. And, you know, the only time, and I love wearing shorts. The only time I wore shorts was on, you know, during the marathon, about halfway through, I switched into shorts and ran it out in shorts. But that was it, you know. So, of course, it got warmer on Monday, the day we went home. But, you know, that's how things like that go. But I really enjoyed the 5K. Got to run that with Mallory. A lot of us ran together. And Joe Fickus, you know, walked with a bunch of folks, a bunch of groups, got together and walked that. It was a good time. I really, really enjoyed the 10K. I ran that one by myself because Scott was running with his daughter. Paige ran with them. I decided to go, you know, up front for once and try to see what I could run. I was in a Buzz Lightyear costume, so I couldn't go that fast. But I really enjoy kind of getting up in the front of the corrals and running, you know, where it's not so congested. That's my favorite course because you get to go through the boardwalk. I just love the boardwalk. That's my favorite place to run. You get World Showcase and the boardwalk in 6 miles. After the first couple miles, they're kind of boring. They're on a road. But, you know, miles 3 through 6 are awesome. So if you're ever looking to do a Run Disney race and you want to give yourself a challenge, sign up for the 10K next year. The 5K is fun, but the 10K is my favorite as far as the course. I really enjoy running the boardwalk as well as World Showcase. Then on Saturday, we ran the half marathon. Again, still very, very cold, but enjoyed that race. Just kind of took it in, you know, went from Epcot to the Magic Kingdom, back to Epcot. And then we got to Sunday for the big race, the full marathon. Enjoyed that. Some of the things that, and we're going to talk at the end, I want to hear all of your stories, but my story for that one is I was running with my good buddy Scott, and we had a good time. We were just, our goal was just to finish. We weren't trying to go fast. We weren't trying to do anything crazy. We just wanted to get to the finish line. So we, you know, we took off and did kind of a, you know, we did the Galloway run, walk, run, and took it easy and, you know, just enjoyed things. And, I'm not going to tell you about the secret bathroom we found with no lines. So but that will remain a secret because finding a place to go to the bathroom during a marathon is, yeah, is quite the miracle. But I will say that Scott hurt his ankle before we got to Animal Kingdom, which is about mile 12. It's right about the time we got the bananas, if you ran, before you get in Animal Kingdom, around mile 12. It's like, my ankle's still hurting. I'm like, yeah, it's hurting. Everything's hurting. You know, it's Sunday. We've been going all week. You know, we've been going to the parks. We've been running races. No, man, it's really hurting. I'm like, I know. But, you know, let's keep going. We got to get 26. You know, we got to get all this done. So he's tough, man. So he keeps going. We decided to take a rest at Expedition Everest. It wasn't open. It was going to open in 10 minutes. We get in the queue. The thing is, we go by the Dawa bar. That's the bar that's right next to Everest, right? The one next to it. Is that what that's called? Okay, no. So the lady's holding up a sign.
No,
it's not the Dawa bar. What's the one right next to Everest? As you're coming from Africa before you get to Everest on the left, right by the restrooms.
I can't think of the name.
Why can I not think of the name?
Somewhat new.
It's probably like a Mandapur or something. Anyway, yeah. So anyway, yeah, it is newish. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to the story. This is the bartender lady. Actually, she's not a bartender. I guess she is a bartender, cast member. Holding up a sign on cardboard, bar is open. Okay, so
nice. I mean, okay,
this is at eight.
Now we're talking.
This is at 8 something in the morning. People are getting drinks at mile 13 of this is mile 13 of the marathon. So we decide. Scott decides he needs a Diet Coke. Like he needs a little caffeine. So we go to the other side. They sell Cokes and stuff over on the other half. So he gets a Coke and we get in line to wait for the for Everest open. It's all runners. Like and the line is long. But all the runners, you know, we want to ride Everest. When else can you ride a roller coaster on a marathon? So we're waiting in line, and I see this guy dressed like an Ewok, and he's just tearing up this Mickey pretzel. And I'm like, dude, Scott, look at that Mickey pretzel, man. That Ewok is just tearing it up over there. We need a Mickey pretzel. So we also get a Mickey pretzel. We tear that up while we're waiting in line. Finally, Everest opens, and there's this huge cheer. Everybody's screaming because at this point, it's all runners. People haven't made it in, they guess. So they're just loading them as fast as we can. We got through this really long line. We were on the ride in 10 minutes. Everybody cheered the whole entire time. We had a great time, got some great pictures on Everest, ran out of there and continued with the race. But as we're coming out of the line for Everest, a couple of ladies that were running, or you know, they stop us and they say, did you guys just ride Everest? We're like, yeah, we did this last year. It was so fun. We did it just now. You're allowed to do that? I'm like, well, yeah, I guess. You know, I mean, they don't care. So they jumped in and I hope they had a good time doing it. But that's what makes Walt Disney World Marathon Sunday unique. You get the opportunity to do things like that. I know a lot of the folks did the boat ride in Mexico at mile 25. You know, rode El Rio del Tiempo, but the Grand Fiesta Tour. Some people did Tower of Terror in the studios. By this point, we were just trying to get to the finish line. We did not care about rides by like mile 20 because come to find out, long story short, Scott sprained his ankle severely at mile 12. He's in a walking boot right now. I just found out breaking news. They said he went to work the first day back and they sent him to the doctor at his work and they sent him to the hospital for x-rays. He's in a walking boot. So that dude did 14 miles. I was like, come on now. Come on, let's keep moving. I made the guy go 14 miles on a messed up foot. So kudos to Scott for putting up with me. But it was just fun because the thing was, during marathon, you get really spread out. So you don't see a lot of folks. But there are during marathon, there's some switchbacks where you go out and back at like mile 11. And then there's another one coming in and out of Wide World of Sports around mile 18 to 20. And I got to see folks, you know, coming or going. Some were ahead of us, some were behind us. But the thing was, like, everybody encouraged everybody. You saw people breaking down. You saw people smiling and just running with their friends. But you could tell we were all hurting because a marathon's no joke. It takes a toll on your body. You can do it. But you contemplate on how bad your feet hurt, how bad your side hurts, you know, what headache you have. But everybody hugged each other, high-fived each other going by. And there's just amazing stories, which I'm going to tell you about in just a minute because I want to hear your stories. But just overall, it was just amazing because of the people we were with. The races were awesome because of, you know, we got a lot of shout outs from the race announcers. Rudy gave us some, you know, Go Lizards, Go Be Our Guest podcast folks, you know, and that was awesome to hear that from the announcers. But just being around our other runners was so cool. So best marathon weekend ever. And then the medals were amazing. Ricky, what did you think of the medals? I mean, I thought they blew it out of the park for the 25th anniversary of marathon weekend.
Definitely. I mean, you know, Brian ran the full. And so, like, that medal is really wicked awesome. Like, it's got the spinner in it. It's all glittery and stuff. So I think, and it's huge. Like, that medal is gigantic, all things considered. So, and then I saw, you know, some of the other medals too for the other races. And oh my gosh, that Dopey medal is adorable. Oh my goodness. With the big gleaming eyes. I loved the Dopey medal. If I knew I could do it, I would have run that race just for that specific Dopey medal because it was so adorable. So yeah, they knocked it out of the park with the bling this year.
You can do it. I mean, you got 2 feet.
I can't. No, I'm retired from running right now. So
I'm just saying, do you need both ankles? That's what I kept telling Scott. Like, you know,
if we
have to cut the one off, just so you quit complaining about that ankle, we're going to do that here. Wow. I'm going to ask them if they have a saw. We're going to chop that sucker off. We're going to bronze it. And we're going to put it on the mantle right next to your Dopey medal when we get there. It's like I'm telling
you.
I am so nice. That's what friends do. So, Pam, let's talk outside of the races because I kind of talked about that. Did you guys see anything inspirational as far as cheering? Because I know you guys were out there many times from the first runner, the guys in the short shorts that are flying by.
Yes.
To the folks that are the folks that I love that are struggling just to get to the finish line. But you know what? They got there. They got up early and they put in work. I mean, you saw some amazing things, I would imagine, because I got to watch part of the 10K with you guys, which was a treat. But what did you see as far as cheering over the weekend?
So I think what's interesting is that as at the TTC spot, we actually did stay until the balloon ladies came through. And I think it's always interesting that as the runners come through, and I'm not saying this to like break people into groups, but you can tell as the running, you know, gets a little slower, there are so many more people who stop and say, thanks so much for being out here and blah, blah, blah. And I think that's always interesting. I mean, of course, if you're already struggling, the TTC is about mile 4. So if you're struggling at that point, you know, the day is going to be hard for you. Not that it's not hard for everybody, but the day is going to be hard for you. And I want to give a shout out, you know, in particular to Adam, who I know that you saw too, Mike, who has been just a friend of our podcast for so long because we saw him and it was so great to see. I know he felt like he hadn't trained as much as he wanted to, as much as he maybe should have. But he did finish the marathon, and, you know, along with everyone else, I just want to give congratulations in that space just because we've known Adam for so long. And everyone else out there finished as well, but I wanted to mention him in particular. But, you know, it's an interesting day, really, for sure. And I love the number of people that are there to cheer. it's just really kind of overwhelming when you see that so many people are willing to get up and do that. And it's no small feat to get there and cheer either. I will just bring that up a little bit. It starts at the crack of dawn. The transportation is a challenge, to put it nicely. And it's just, you know, it's kind of a cool thing that so many people have invested so much of their time to get there and do this. So that's always a really cool thing.
Yeah, it's just so awesome because when you're out there and you see somebody cheering, it just picks you. I've said this many, many times, but it picks you up. You know, I saw Katie. I hadn't seen Katie, you know, our friend who is now an Imagineer with Disney. I mean, that is unreal. But I saw her just standing there at the, you know, in the parking lot at the Animal Kingdom, you know, as we were leaving Animal Kingdom, getting ready to go into the biggest, you know, longest boring stretch of the race on Osceola Parkway. And she just said, "Hey, Mike." And, you know, I went over there and I said, "Hey, Katie, what's good?" So we got to talk for just a couple minutes, you know, and just, you know, check in. I knew Jillian was doing her first marathon. Shout out to her. Great job. Just checking to see how she was doing, because I know Katie was out there supporting her. But I mean, just it's those unexpected folks that are on the course that take the time, because like you said, we're running. We're getting warm. You know what I'm saying? It's freezing if you're just standing still. I found that out when I helped you guys cheer for a few minutes for the 10K. That was more brutal than running the stupid race. That was hard, but it was fun. I mean, I got so inspired by seeing everybody. But it's just an amazing, amazing environment. You know, and what I've heard from a lot of folks who ran this weekend, because we had a lot of first-time racers, whether it was their first full marathon. Shout out to Adam again, because it wasn't just a marathon. He did the goofy challenge. He did the half and the full, which is, you know, that's insane. Like, I remember thinking back, I remember, like, this is only, like, maybe 6 or 7 years ago, before the dopey was invented. Like, who's going to do the goofy challenge? Like, it's crazy, you know, because, like, there's no way. Now, like, we're all, you know, people are giving it a shot, which I love. You know, like, our cheese has been moved, you know, we give it a shot. So I love that. But, you know, you hear these stories of folks who said, "I never, ever, ever thought I would do a 10K, or I never thought I would be able to do a Run Disney event." And they get out there and they do the 5K, they get the medal, Pluto's around their neck. And, you know, it's empowering for everybody. So I saw so many first timers doing this. Of course, a lot of us have done this many times, but I think it's super special for those people who ran their first full marathon, you know, 26.2 miles. That's no joke. There's a lot of people running around Walt Disney World on Sunday night on crutches or with ice, you know, in all kinds of places. I mean, like, what, the back of your arm hurts from a marathon? You know what? People are hurting everywhere. You know, it's no joke. And these folks got it done, you know, and I appreciate that so much and all the hard work. And I mean, I know some folks struggled and maybe didn't make it through the marathon, but I know one person who didn't, and he's the biggest cheerleader on our team, and he actually helped a lot of folks get through the half the day before. I know he woke up sick on Sunday, which was just unfortunate. I mean, sometimes your body just doesn't play fair with you. And he was gracious. I got to see him at the end of the race. He was still going into ESPN when I gave him a shout out. And that's no joke to make it to mile 17 and you know, and all that. So I'm just as proud of him as I am anybody else. Because like the day before, like I said, he was pacing a group for the Galloway group. And that's just such an honor. So our team is just amazing. I mean, and shout out to Mike Bankhead. I can't say enough for this guy. He's always taking pictures. He's out there all the time. He ran. He's got a great picture, too. Did you see the Jocelyn picture he posted on Facebook of him up in the
air? Yes, I did. It's awesome.
Dude, that's dangerous, it's Mike.
The Jocelyn move.
Yeah,
it is.
I don't have the guts to do that. For one, I can't jump anymore, but no way. But he got some serious errors. So I'll give Mike a shout out on that. But he kind of had the idea to get this all started, and it's grown into something amazing. You know, I mean, so many people have made such life changes. And this is, like I've always said, marathon weekend's the victory lap. I mean, it's a hard victory lap. It's not an easy one. You don't get to put it on cruise control. You got to work. But man, is it awesome coming in on Sunday and you're going down the chute and you get to see the gospel choir. I love the gospel choir. Disney does it right, you know, as far as the races. I love how they put these things together. So it was a great time. I know we're going to kind of dive into some of these special things we got to do, Pam. I know we did a wagon ride, which shout out to the Shine Golds for putting that together. That was really cool. I want to kind of give a special show to like what we did at Fort Wilderness and the wagon ride. But kind of wrapping up, because those are my thoughts. Ricky, kind of put a bow on a marathon weekend, and then we'll dive into like the restaurants and resorts, the special events, because we did a lot of stuff. But just marathon weekend as a whole, as we cut people loose for the weekend.
We did so much. And then when you think about everything that we'd done the past 2 weekends too, like for me anyway, the 2 weekends before, like seriously had done a lot of Disney stuff, which is great. But I want to say a big congratulations to Brian, my husband, who completed the marathon, maybe not the way he wanted to. He didn't train the way he wanted to, but you know, when he puts his mind to it, he's amazing. So I know sometimes, you know, people are like, you know, do you really love your husband? Yes, I do. I promise I love him. And I'm so proud of him for, cause I tease him a lot, but I'm so proud of him for completing the marathon again. It's just, I think his sixth marathon. So he's crazy. But and he's going to run the marathon here, I think in Atlanta, the Publix one, in a couple of weeks too. So he's crazy, but I love him. So, big congrats to him. Congrats to everybody. If it was your, you know, like you said, Mike, there are so many people who maybe ran their first marathon, but I always like to give a big shout out to the people who ran the first half marathon or their first 10K or their first 5K, because trust me, it's no small feat to run those either. I know marathon weekend, the big carrot, you know, that everybody like talks about is either the dopey or the full marathon. But, you know, as someone who has completed who has competed in marathon weekend, I guess compete's not really the right word, but you know what I mean? Like who's run marathon weekend and did the 10K as her marathon weekend, you know, goal. I feel like sometimes because of the dopey and stuff like that, like you get a little shunted to the side a little bit sometimes. So, you know, for those who did the 5K and the 10K, you guys are amazing. Trust me. It's no small feat. I promise you I've done it. And then for those who did the half too, that's amazing too. Like seriously, it is so incredible. And if you guys were out there, it's your, you know, bajillionth, you know, race or whatever, you guys are amazing too. Like I can't tell you how proud I am to be a lizard and to be out there cheering for everybody. It's just something so special to see and to be able to do. There's something so incredible about being out there and cheering. So, you know, congratulations to everybody who actually got up, got off the couch, went and did it. Like, you guys are amazing.
Yeah.
So,
speaking of Brian, I don't know if I told you the story because I didn't see a whole lot after Sunday.
No, I didn't see you much after. Yeah.
Did you? So you didn't hear the story about Scott and I and Brian going into the Magic Kingdom toll booths?
No, okay. He did not tell me any story about this. Okay, this so I'm very fun. Curious.
Okay, so
about
I'll share this
one
because you know the podcast over 10 years has been about stories. You know that's what it is. So Scott and I are going down World Drive. You know we're pacing ourselves. It's like mile three. You know we're like we got all day. You know we're gonna be out here until dark practically tonight because who knows how long this is going to take. We're pacing ourselves, going down World Drive, just talking. And Scott has something wrong with his shoe, so he has to pull over to the side, redo his laces or whatever. I'm just kind of hanging out. And I see this guy running. So we're going down World Drive towards the toll plaza for the Magic Kingdom. And I see this, and there's lots of construction right there. If you haven't been down there in a while, there's construction barrels everywhere. The roads tore up on the side. You know, they're making an overpass and all kinds of stuff. So they have those big orange construction barrels, like the big ones, you know, like the barrels that are like 3 feet tall, maybe 4 feet tall. So I see this guy running all by himself, like in and out of the construction barrels over in the grass. And I'm like, Scott,
that seems right.
I'm like, Scott, look at that guy. I'm like, dude, that guy, he's going to go off the course. He's not even going to go through the gates. And like, we got to go left. And he's way off to the right. I look over because this guy in a stocking cap, I'm like, he's smart. He's got a stocking cap on because it's cold. Well, eventually, like, we get up on him because, you know, Scott fixes his shoe. It's Brian. Like, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, why are you running away over here? He's like, oh, the grass is softer. I'm like, it is pitch dark. I mean, it is still like 5 o'clock in the morning. It's pitch dark. He's over.
He likes to run on the grass. He thinks it's better on his knees. Yes, yes.
That's what he said. He's like Forrest Gump over there. Like, everybody else is veering off towards, you know, the TTC. And I was like, he's going to go over to Wilderness Lodge. You know, he's going to end up like in the wrong place. But, you know, that's what the races are all about. I mean, it was so funny because he just cracked up. We cracked up. I'm like, I worry about you, Brian, man. Because he probably made
his, everybody worries about Brian.
He probably ran 29 miles because he was always going off course. I mean, shoot, 26. Oh. whatever. Anyway,
he's so cute.
I do love him. He's a great guy.
He's got his own little world.
He
does, I love him.
Man. He was doing his own course. He's like, well, the course goes over there. I'm going over here. So anyway,
he made it.
He was like downhill skiing, like in and out of the cones. You know, I don't know. Anyway, Pam.
I don't know. Maybe he was trying to give himself more of a challenge running out of the cones. Because knowing him, that might have been something he was doing.
I think so. And instead of a marathon, he thought it was like the slalom or whatever from the Olympics.
Exactly.
I don't know. All right, Pam. Final thoughts on marathon weekend. We'll cut everybody loose and get back at it next Wednesday.
So I think this trip more than any other really confirmed what I truly believe. And it is that oftentimes a vacation is not necessarily about the destination or where you are. It really is about the people that you get to spend time with and those experiences that you have together. And that's really what I came away with again this week. I just had the opportunity to spend time with people that I care about, get to know some folks a lot better, and just, you know, have those shared experiences. And a lot of them really could have occurred maybe at any location, right. You know, didn't necessarily have to be Walt Disney World. You know, the fact that they were there probably made it a little more magical, but that's what it's all about. And that's what our community as a whole is about. I think it's not just about running or cheering or anything else. It's really about, you know, getting to have some of these shared experiences together.
It's about family. Yes. Because we are a family for sure.
I mean,
yes.
When you see it, you got it, you know it. And so if you're, because I know, you know, we have a broad audience. You know, I know from seeing the stats and, you know, I can see where people download. You know, I feel like I've only got to meet probably, you know, 1-2% of our audience, because that's just kind of how things, I mean, it's how the world works. You know, I listen to many, many podcasts and have never really interacted with the podcasters. I feel like I know them because I listen to their shows all the time, not just Disney podcasts. But, you know, here's what I'm going to challenge you to do. You know, if you want to, you know, it's the new year and you're thinking about, you know, trying something you've never tried, because again, a Run Disney event is a new way to see one of your favorite places. You know, maybe sign up for a race and join the Lizards, because if you sign up for a race, or even if you don't, you're going to get encouragement from all of the Lizards. You're going to be in immediately, and folks will cheer you, especially if you, you know, share a picture of your first walk or your first run, you know, or how your training's going. It's amazing, because you will not find people that are better people that'll pick you up and do anything for you than our Lizards. I don't know how we got so lucky to be associated with such great people. But we fell into an amazing, amazing community. So do join. It's Be Our Guest Lizards on Facebook. Mike will take care of you as quick as he can, get you in there and do that. So, you know, kind of wrapping this up in the future. Okay. So by the end of the month, here's the thing I want to do. I thought about this afternoon, and I think this is the best way to go about this. You know, I have my marathon story from this year. It's Scott and I, you know, working together to get to the end, and, you know, we had a million laughs out there, and just the people we saw, and with his foot, you know, he did it on one leg, which is amazing. I'm so proud of him. But I want to hear your story. If you were out there for marathon weekend, either cheering or running or walking, whatever you did, here's what I want you to do. I want to put together kind of a clip show of your story from whatever race you want to do. So it's very simple to do. Let me tell you how to do this. You can go on your iPhone, and there's a app called Voice Memos. You can record it. Just try to keep it under like 3 to 5 minutes maximum if you can. So otherwise we'll have like a marathon show, you know, for like 26 hours or something. You know, just quickly, concisely share your race story. What you saw if you were cheering. What you did, if what you saw, or what you experienced on the course if you were running. And share that and send it to me at mike@brguestpodcast.com. Title it Marathon Memories or something like that, so I can make a folder. And what I'll do is I'll put those all together and we'll throw out a show so everybody can hear everybody's story, because every race has a story and every runner has a story. Every person who experiences the races that's in the environment has a story. So you can do this on any kind of, you know, phone or whatever. I know the iPhone has the voice memos. You can go online and record stuff for free and just email it. So just do that and just email it to me. That's the best way for the best quality. So mike@brguestpodcast.com, title it Marathon Memories. Try to get those in by the end of January, and maybe we'll throw that up right before Princess to get everybody fired up, because our Princess runners are on the clock now. Can you believe it?
They are. It's Princesses, it's your turn.
On the clock. All right. So we hope you enjoyed today's memories. You know, just kind of quickly off the top of our heads, we just got home. We're kind of buried trying to catch back up with life. But wanted to get some, you know, instead of... I hate to wait till like the next week to get a show out. A lot of times we'll have a Friday show pre-recorded, but I wanted to kind of give the thoughts while they were fresh and raw and just, I have no voice. You know, you can hear the consequences. You know, I have no voice. Scott's got no left foot. So, you know, we all come home wounded in some way, but also with lots of great memories in our hearts. So hopefully you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget, brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Right now is the time to book that 2018 trip because there's some great specials out there. How about some fun? It's called the Family Fun and Sun Offer. You know what? Get ready to have some fun in the sun. That's what I like to call it, the fun in the sun offer. Forget fun and sun. It's fun in the sun. Get down to Walt Disney World and enjoy that. There's a summer meal deal coming back at you for select dates. Lots of great reasons. But you know what? When it's cold, and this weekend in St. Louis, it is super cold. The best thing to do to fight those wintertime blues is get a vacation on the calendar. How about a cruise with Disney Cruise Line? Whatever it takes, drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the great specials while you're there. Fill out that free, no obligation quote. An agent will get back to you right away. And at least you can check the availability and check the numbers. Still lots of great availability for many dates. But you want to get on that sooner rather than later because this is the time of year people book vacations and stuff books up quickly. So again, themagicforless.com. Check them out. Support them when you book your next Disney vacation. Also, don't forget about our Amazon affiliate link at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. I'm going to give a pro tip here for the folks running Princess. Speaking of our runners, this helped a lot of us this weekend. It can still be cold at Walt Disney World at 4 o'clock in the morning in February. What a lot of us did is we got our throwaway sweats from Amazon. We ordered them and had them delivered to our hotel. So you don't have to pack them. You're not going to bring them home because what you do is if you've never run before, you got to stand in the crowds like for like 17 hours before the race starts and it's cold. So what you do is you buy the cheapest sweatshirt and the cheapest sweatpants you can find. And then when you get warm, when the race starts, or, you know, maybe a couple miles into the race, you just peel them off and chuck them to the side, and they donate those clothes to the homeless in Orlando, which is kind of cool. You feel good about that. So what we did was I found on Amazon, it's called Amazon Basics Sweatshirt and Amazon Basics Sweatpants. I got three full sets, three sweatshirts and three pair of sweatpants for $40 delivered to my hotel. Didn't have to pack it. Came in a box. It was awesome. So if you're running Princess, I'm going to encourage you to think about that. You don't even have to think about it. You just show up. Boom. The stuff's there. You have a sweatshirt and a pair of sweatpants for each day of the races. And you go on. I only bought three because I was Chewbacca one day and that was plenty warm. So, but just think about any of your online shopping. Just please support us through Amazon. Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. All right. Don't forget to follow us on social media. Lots of great pictures. If you go back through our timelines at brguestmike on both Instagram and Twitter. And of course, lots of great coverage over on the Facebook page at facebook.com/beourguestpodcast. All right. Again, I apologize for my voice. I'm still kind of out of it. It was a long, taxing weekend, but man, was it fun. And I can't wait to do it again in 2019. I'm in. I can't wait. We're doing Dopey again. I'm saying it right now.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm in. I love Dopey. Dopey is so fun. I love it. I just hope they don't make anything different. Like, you know, like after they had Goofy was crazy. Then they made Dope. Don't make it more than Dopey. Don't. Because for one, I can't afford anything more than Dopey. What's Dopey is paying the price like that to do what we did. Like, we paid all that money to stand out in the cold for 4 days and not sleep.
Sure.
But we got some cool medals. Anyway, so share your stories. Again, send those in to me, and we'll make a clip show here by the end of January. So think about it, record it, send it in. I can't wait to hear those and get those out there. But thank you so much, guys, for being a part of the podcast. Hope you always enjoy the show. We are going to make it awesome here in 2018. Lots of great things headed your way. Can't wait to share those here soon. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. I'm so tired. I'm buried in work and I'm tired, but it's fun. I love life. We're having a good time. We're going to cut you loose and we'll see you again on Monday with a great trip report show. So until then, we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.